High Vibe Mama is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communication experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Hello, rock stars. I'm your host, Carrie Price. Welcome to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I am so thrilled to be discussing all things health, wellness, lifestyle, motherhood, and more. Ready to get vibed? All right. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I'm so excited. I have a rockin' High Vibe Mama special guest. But before I introduce her and let her tell you who she is, you guys know the drill. We always listen to music and we always create the vibe. And so when I asked Jody, what's your favorite song? This is the one that she gave. And it's kind of a Viking song, a little different, a little edgy. I don't know. So let's just play. Let's just, you know, feel the feel of it. Is it playing? Oh, there it is. Yeah. I feel like it's like, I don't know. I feel like I'm in the Hunger Games or something, you know? But we're kind of in the Hunger Games right now, so.
Yeah. Pretty accurate.
Yeah. So this can be our theme song when we're Team Hunger Games, because I want you on my team, Jody.
Yes.
Some underground operation. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Feeling all the vibes. Yes, we are. All right. I'm going to go ahead and pause this. And like I said, you guys, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited that you're here. And I have Jody here. And so I'm going to let her take it away. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us who you are, what you do, and all the good things.
Oh, cool. So I'm Jody Nelson. I am an Akashic Record practitioner. I'm also a spiritual mentor and a business mentor. So I help people find the truth of who they are, remember the truth of who they are, and how they can live out their divinity in their human life.
Like, she's a pretty big deal, you guys. Big deal. Big deal. Awesome. Okay, so kind of tell us, since this is what you do, how did you find this? Like, how did you get started down this more natural healing and spiritual path?
Yeah, so I got started, I would say my first introduction into natural healing was through an energy healer. It was probably like my biggest one, where she was teaching me how the body holds onto emotions and how we can release the emotions to heal ourselves. So that was probably my first introduction.
Okay, and so was there a moment, or was there something that happened in your life where you were like, I want to kind of go down this path? Was it over time? Like, kind of take us through that journey a little bit.
Yeah. So I was going through what I now know as the dark night of the soul. To give you like a little bit of background, I had cancer as a child when I was four. My mom was diagnosed at the same time. We're like 2 weeks apart. And I kind of suppressed everything in order to survive. And, you know, I became really, really out of touch with my own body, with my emotions, because I was suppressing everything, which eventually snowballed into depression. And my mom was re-diagnosed. So we both survived. Then she was re-diagnosed 10 years ago. She also survived that time as well. But when she was re-diagnosed, that trauma triggered everything that I had suppressed all those years and brought everything up to the surface. So that's what kind of spun me into a dark night of the soul. And so I was just kind of in this low frequency, really feeling out of place in my life, questioning a ton of things. And my sister actually told me about this energy healer. And I went to her and it just started to like lift the veils for me.
Wow. That's amazing. So you had cancer as a kid, like what type of cancer, and did you do chemo and treatment and things like that?
Yeah, I was four. I had leukemia. And did 2 years of chemo.
Oh my goodness. Wow. You're like a miracle. That's crazy. And then, okay. So you take us through that journey. And then now with what you do, do you just transfer? Do you do the same thing for others now? Like, do you work with cancer people? Like, kind of take us through the journey of like what you do now, since now you've been healed, and what you offer and do now.
Yeah. So not necessarily, I don't necessarily work with cancer patients, but I work with a lot of people who are dealing with trauma, have suppressed a lot of trauma. I do energy work within the body to help them release the emotion. And then I also, through the Akashic Records, some people are familiar with the Akashic Records and some people are not. That's the main area of energy that I work within. And that is helping to remove blocks and restrictions that are happening on a soul level that are interfering with our life. So I take people through all different kinds of things. I do Akashic Records sessions. And then I also do programs where people work with me for about 6 months. And they go through this like massive shift, change, where they go through spiritual awakenings, they learn how to release emotions on their own. They become back connected with their body. I'm sure you know, like so many people are very disconnected from their body. The awareness is outside of the body.
Yes, yes.
Bring that awareness back into the body, and in a way that they feel safe to do so, because we escape our bodies because we are experiencing trauma.
Wow.
So yeah, in a nutshell, that's what I do. But I work with people who are in all different areas, but most people come to me in a place where they're going through a spiritual awakening. So I help guide them through that process.
So I guess take us through those records then. Can you kind of explain that? Maybe people who don't understand, or maybe moms that are just listening, they're like, I don't understand what she's saying with those. Can you explain that a little bit so we can understand it?
The Akashic Records, the simplest way to describe what the records are is it is a reading on the soul. So I go through, I find the soul's blueprint, and every soul has a blueprint. And in the blueprint, in your records, it shows who you are on a soul level. So it's all human personality aside, ego aside, everything. And it cuts right to who you are on a soul level. So we go through like soul origin, where you're from, what your divine gifts of the soul are. This really gives me and the client insight into what their purpose is, their path to abundance, prosperity, fulfillment will all be shown through their gifts. And most people have like gift envy, right? So most people are out of alignment with who they really are, because they're like, well, I want to be like this person or this person, instead of being connected to the truth of who they are. And then we go through blocks and restrictions. Karmic patterns that are showing up in their lifetime, that are creating interferences with abundance, relationships, all kinds of things.
Wow, that's so cool. Wow, I probably need to do like a session with you then. I'm thinking. That's amazing. Yeah, I'm pretty hot mess, so.
Well, we kind of are. But.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty woke and awake, you know? Well, it's funny now. Everyone says that like woke's like a bad word now, but, or so I should say the better word is like awakened. I feel like I have like pretty good discernment, you know, but people kind of know my story of, you know, being in addiction and then, you know, losing so many people that, and then having those patterns kind of keep showing up in your life. So maybe talk about that. I love talking about that. I know that I've learned about emotional mirrors, how the mirror keeps showing up because that's who like you're portraying, or that's what you're mirroring, is that energy. Can you kind of talk about that a little bit?
So in the records, what happens is when you talk about repeating cycles or repeating patterns, it's the universe's way of getting your attention that something is unhealed within you, right? That something needs attention. So it'll continue showing up. And especially when it comes to, well, everything, but specifically to hit on when you talk about addictions and stuff like that, those are always blocks and restrictions within the sacral chakra. And some of those, so I don't know if you or your listeners are open to this, but I work with a lot of past lives. So a lot of past life stuff comes up in this lifetime that, you know, obviously that karmic pattern started in a past life. Some people are open to that concept and some people are not, but.
Oh, no. I mean, even science has said, I think I shared an article, I think it was like a year ago, that said trauma, like they found that it's been passed down from like hundreds and hundreds of years ago. So like people who fought in war, like they've seen that trauma be passed down to their generation. And it's like crazy. Like, so talk about that. Why does that happen in the body? Because there is a psychological and physiological thing that happens in the body when I experience grief, trauma, like anything that's, you know, super huge experience in life or feelings or whatever. So maybe take us through that too and talk about how that happens in the body.
Yeah, the DNA, basically the DNA holds on to everything. Our DNA does. So just like our hair color, eye color, all comes through our DNA, so does our unresolved trauma. And that's why you see in family lines, the same diseases, the same illnesses show up, right? Like breast cancer will run through family lines, heart disease will run through family lines. And it's because the trauma has not been resolved. It hasn't actually been removed through the DNA. So when you're removing emotion, removing energy from the body, you're also clearing up the DNA.
Wow.
So all of that travels down. And right now we're at a point in our evolution where a lot of this generational stuff is getting cleared up. Because when you clear it for yourself, you clear it for your entire family line.
Yeah.
You clear everybody, right?
Yeah.
And so there's just there is a massive awakening taking place. There's a cosmic opening or a cosmic portal that's assisting in this. To help us to purge this density that is coming up. But yes, so everything travels through the family lines. And you're right, like wars that were fought hundreds, thousands of years ago, or trauma that the soul faced, a lot of people experience soul loss. This is when the soul actually becomes so traumatized that it amputates parts of its soul to sort of like try to forget. But when that happens, we lose connection to who we are. That makes sense.
Yes. So much sense. And I know that it's so much, right? Like we can go down this rabbit hole I shouldn't say it's a rabbit hole, because it's a good swim upstream, right? We don't want to swim downstream, because dead fish go with the flow is what I always say. Dead fish go with the flow. So I'm not a dead fish, you know? That's amazing. Okay. So having said that, and it's so awesome that I had you on my next podcast, because Dr. Jenny Keys was on, and she's a spiritual mentor as well. And she talked about how there's like this cleansing that's happening and nobody wants to talk about it, but she's like, we're kind of due for it. You know what I mean? Like we're kind of due. I hate to be rude, but we're kind of like due for this spiritual cleanse that's going to happen. So kind of tell me how you feel about the current state of health. I mean, there is no current state of health right now with what's happening, but what is your take on it?
This is a big one, right?
I know, right? Well, it can go anywhere. I'm really open to this conversation. No, right? So I've already lost friends. I've lost family members. I loved your Instagram the other day, how you're just like dancing. You're like, when someone says they're not going to follow me anymore for how I feel, I'm just like, yes.
Yeah, peace out, right?
Yeah.
Who cares? But it does take time to get there, but you will. On an awakening journey in general, you're going to lose people. Like you just are. And yeah. So you kind of get comfortable with it. But the current state of health in our country, and I mean, there's obviously mass corruption going on.
Mm-hmm.
When I started going through my awakening 10 years ago, I really realized that our pharmaceutical and the medical industry in general were completely like trying to suppress everybody, trying to disconnect them further.
Yes.
And not all Western medicine's bad. Not all doctors are so like bad.
Yeah.
But they're completely out of balance. You know, the way I look at like health and the body is completely different than I used to. I mean, our bodies are quite literally made up of the same elements as the earth. And yet everything in our Western world is designed to disconnect us from the earth. I mean, we have like truly demonized nature.
Yes, and like chemicals and toxins, and they're deemed that they're this saint and this yeah. one size fits all. And it's like, where did we get that, you know? That can't be true.
Well, yeah, because like, I remember one of the things I really started to pick up on is like, we are the most technologically advanced that we've ever been. And yet disease is on the rise. Why? And I just started to really explore this, and everything in our world is designed to distract us, disconnect us, and distort truth, everything. So people become so disconnected from their emotional body. And the truth is, like, you cannot connect to spirit. You cannot connect to your higher self without being connected to emotion. You can't suppress one and be connected to the other.
True. And I've also felt that on my health journey too, is that when I am clean internally and eating healthy and, you know, moving my body authentically the way that I love to dance, that my vibration is higher. So I feel like I can connect to the universe or God, or I feel that I can have that next step. But if we're constantly like putting garbage, injecting toxins, like we're actually just desensitizing ourselves almost, I feel, and just going below even what's conscious anymore. You know what I'm saying? I get so just like, how did we get here that we've convinced people that something that is experimental, never been tested yet, that it's something that's healthy and going to help them, you know? And I know a lot of it is fear, and you can probably touch on that, how fear is like the most lowest vibrating emotion that we can feel, right? So it gets people to do something because they don't want to feel that fear anymore. But what they're getting us to do is taking us even lower and manipulating us, right? Taking us lower into that lower vibration.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause when we're not emotionally grounded, we're easy to manipulate. Anybody who studied even like a little bit of human psychology knows that human beings, the number one thing human beings want is safety and security.
And that's what they've played off of like this whole time.
Yeah. Well, what's happening is we're moving up the chakras. If they're shutting down the chakra system. I don't know if you guys talk about the chakra system on here.
Yeah, I teach a little bit of it in my yoga classes, the chakras. I mean, I'm not an expert, but I definitely know that there's that energy system in the body and that they need to be balanced.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you look at like the past year, I know that you have similar views, and I'm sure your listeners have similar views of what's going on. If you look at like the past year, specifically, what they've preyed on is we've moved from the root chakra safety and security, right? Not safe. You're not safe. You're not safe. Creating fear and shutting down the root chakra. Mm-hmm. Now we're moving up to the sacral chakra through people are having problems with the reproductive system now. And the reproductive system in the womb space is the bridge between heaven and earth. It's our creativity. It's where abundance, prosperity. So now we're moving into like economic, what they're trying to project is economic fear, right? So basically what I'm saying is they're trying to close down the chakras. They're just moving through the chakras right now. Next one will be solar plexus. So you'll watch, they're going to enforce power and control even more.
Mm-hmm.
But human beings, if you don't
So take us up that though, what would be the heart chakra then? And the, isn't it the third eye? And then.
Yeah. So you've got the heart chakra, which is unity consciousness.
They're breaking that up like crazy.
Oh, totally, right? With all the like black against white and straight against every area.
You know, I was even thinking this too. Someone said like drop this truth bomb. It's like even rich versus poor. Like they're saying these rich people, like let's tax the crap out of them because they're greedy. But then we're creating a divide in that as well. Like just tearing everyone apart. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what would be this is the third eye, right?
Third eye is illusion. So they're creating illusions. The television, which tells you your vision, you're not connected to your vision. The television is going to tell you your vision.
Oh my goodness. I love that. Yes.
Yeah. So they're projecting frequencies. And you have to understand the world of energy and frequency. The frequencies that are coming through the television are designed to just like create illusion, right?
Yes.
Like if you go outside, you're not seeing mass chaos and all that stuff happening. But when you turn on the news, you're seeing chaos like happening. It makes it look like it's everywhere. It creates illusion within the third eye. And the third eye is what connects you to discernment.
Mm.
That's why so many people, like you can tell whose third eye is open, because you cannot look at what's going on in the world
and not question something.
And not question something. That's our discernment. That's the third eye. And the crown chakra, I said this in the beginning, which was corona means crown. So I knew right away that coronavirus was really a spiritual virus. It's a war on consciousness.
Wow. That is so interesting you say that, because when this first all happened, I literally like was praying and I was like feeling this out, because, you know, I was humble enough at first to be like, okay, maybe this is a novel thing like they say. But then once I like tapped in, I just got this huge impression. I was like, no, so whatever they tell us to do, it's like a flat out no in my book. And I just felt such almost like an evil energy coming. As I started to pray about this, I'm like, their language is inflammatory. They're instilling so much fear. And that's like kind of how I felt too. So that's so interesting that you say that. I'd never connected it to the crown and how it's like a war on our mindset, you know, almost.
Yeah, we're very much in a spiritual war. And the corona, everybody has a corona. It's your aura. Did you know that another word for aura is corona?
Wow. No, I did not. That's cool.
When you are in a healthy state, your corona extends 6 feet from the human body.
What?
So, and you have the ability when your aura or corona is open and activated, you have the ability to shift somebody else's aura or corona that may be in lower vibrations. It's called a transfer in energy.
Yes, in a transfer of belief. And I've seen that actually, you know, because I've been kind of in this space now for 10 years. And so I remember people would be like, Carrie, you're crazy. Like you straight up like are the crazy person. I've even lost like family relationships and stuff. Like people, they're like, but when this happened and then they kind of had an awakening, they're like, well, I believe you now. And I'm sorry, I believe you now. And so I kind of see that happening as well. but I don't know. What do you think happened? Is it just because now everything's in the limelight? And what I tell people too is, did you know that the pharmaceutical industry has done this over and over and over and over so much in the past? But it's like, we didn't have Facebook. We didn't have Instagram. So guess what? They did it all under the table, so you didn't know about it. But now we know, and it's like out in the limelight. So I don't know. What do you think about that? Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. This stuff has gone on for thousands of years. I know, like, through the Akashic Records, which is probably too much of a thing to go down on this, but I know human consciousness was hijacked thousands of years ago. And you think of the pharmaceutical government, the controllers, whatever you want to call them, but they've done stuff like this forever. So not even just in pharmaceutical, but just in the way to control humanity. I mean, look at, like, all throughout history. Look at the witch hunts, right? Women, which weren't witches, that was women, right, feminine, who were actually using nature to heal themselves. And they were persecuted.
Yeah.
Right? And it created fear, and they create divide, and they create mob mentality.
We're seeing that right now.
We're seeing that it's like modern day witch hunting. We're literally seeing it happen over and over and over.
Well, yeah, and not only that, I was thinking, you talked about the crown and the corona. I knew right away when they told us to mask our faces, I was like, oh my gosh, this is spiritual now, because there's no way in heck they could tell us to stand 6 feet apart, to mask our faces, and to just shut off our identity. I was thinking about, you know, robbers or someone who's doing something bad. Why do they always mask their faces? Like when they cut off someone's head, they mask them, right? Because it makes them take on another identity, or even not even know their identity. So I'm like, they're subconsciously, like what you're saying, killing us almost, you know?
Yeah. Well, it breaks down the human spirit. And a lot of people talk about 3D consciousness, 5D consciousness. That's like becoming more like mainstream, that people are understanding these dimensions that we have access to. The 5D is the throat chakra. It is the words that we speak. And when you shut somebody off from being able to speak, so to say, they're trying to cut you off from accessing the fifth dimension.
Wow. Yeah. And, you know, even when this first happened, I was taking kind of like a yoga, and I teach yoga. So they were talking about how we have this energy in us called the prana, and it's basically activated through breath, right? Well, what is cutting off the prana is putting literally anything, you guys, over your face. And so the prana is becoming desensitized. It doesn't even know how to work anymore. You know, and so that's why people are afraid to speak out. Or I even noticed it in my yoga classes, that when I even wanted them to meditate for 5 minutes, they couldn't even sit still, or they couldn't focus, because it's just, they were so out of energy, because, you know, all of a sudden, because someone tells you, you're going to put something over your face. I mean, it's, and I don't know if I've always been a rebel, or if I've always been like, well, why? Because I straight up was like, I'm not sticking something over my face just to make you feel comfortable. Like, you know, do you want to work out for me? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what I kind of wanted to say. Like, do you want to work out for me? Like, that's just not how it works, right? Like, you can do this. But I almost get afraid, because I feel like the consciousness is going so low, and then we're doing it to children now. And we don't know the effects, like what's going to happen 10 years down the road, because they live in fear, and they had to mask themselves, you know? So anyway, I'm kind of going off on a tangent about masks, but everyone knows how I feel about them. So
I feel the same. Yeah. I feel the same. Well, and really, if you look back at the last year, everything that happened between George Floyd, hopefully you don't mind me going here, but between George Floyd,
no, I don't.
And everything else, what were people chanting in the street after George Floyd? I can't breathe.
I noticed that too, that pattern. I was like, whoa.
Everything is disconnecting us from our breath. And breath is our connection to life. It is our connection to our livelihood. The deeper we breathe, the freer we are, as Richard Rudd would say. And so when we chant things and when we go, when I'm not saying anything about like as far as like the things that happen, but when we chant that, we are literally casting spells into the universe. We are disconnecting ourselves from life and livelihoods, the two things that were affected the most in the last year, lives and livelihood.
Yes.
So we have to be more mindful about the words that we're actually speaking. And we need to, like, the breathing deeper into our body, connecting us, rooting us into life.
Wow. I love that. You're awesome. Cool. Well, wow. I just feel like that was such a high vibe podcast. So, okay. What, if someone listening, what are your takeaways or maybe something that a message or, I don't know, something to leave the podcast with, a connection statement, or is there anything that you want to say even maybe to moms that are listening, or what do you got for us? I know you got something good.
Trust your gut. Trust your gut. Be willing to stand what feels like alone right now, but you're not alone. There are so many people who are feeling the exact way as you. Be willing to stand and speak your truth. That's what I would say.
I love that. Yes. And it's so funny because, well, it's not funny. It's cool. A lot of moms on my podcast have said that too. And we shouldn't fear speaking our truth, because then when we do, just like Jody says, it disconnects us from who we are spiritually, right? And so, yeah, cool. Well, Jody, thank you so much for being on my podcast. Holy cow, I feel like I've just been enriched like forever after that. So thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you being on my podcast, you guys. Thanks for listening, and I will see y'all in the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening, sending you all the good vibes. The podcast can be found on most major podcasting platforms. Subscribe, follow me on social platforms, Facebook at highvibelifestyle.co, Instagram at _highvibemama, and visit my website, highvibemama.com, and download your free manifesto to launch you into living a high vibrational life. Leave a review, and we'll see you in the next episode.